From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, immigrants, and their allies attended June 30th rallies in more than 700 cities across the country. Under the banner of Keep Families Together, the marches and protests held on Saturday were an indication of the mass disapproval Americans have of the Trump administration's decision to criminally prosecute all undocumented immigrants and thereby separate parents from children. In Los Angeles, where we are based, thousands of people flooded the streets of downtown LA. A few days earlier, activists had begun camping out in front of the ICE prison as part of a movement begun in Portland, Oregon to abolish ICE. Our field correspondent, Nick Chow Kim, files this report from the LA Detention Center sidewalk campout and Saturday's rally as part of our ongoing series, Rising Up in the Streets.
Two, three. Free the people!
Can we do a solidarity clap?
Hey,
right?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Nick Chow Kim. I'm here with Rising Up with Sonali. We're at the Aliso Side Street entrance at the Metropolitan Detention Center, which is where they're holding a lot of detainees. Now, it's getting late, but these protesters aren't leaving. They're staying here until Saturday.
So this is a collection of folks from all walks of life who've come out to support a grassroots movement in support and solidarity with our immigrant and refugee and migrant communities here in Los Angeles. This is a peaceful, non-violent direct action. We have gathered here and we have taken sort of a lot of space in this driveway because we believe that it is immoral for our federal immigration enforcement to be deporting people and to not be treating our immigrant and refugees with the basic human rights that we know that everyone is entitled to.
So, what's the reaction been like?
We get a lot of honks. They're mostly people supporting us. We get a lot of thumbs up. You know, a lot of peace signs, a lot of people shaking their head yes. We've had a couple of people give us like a thumbs down. It's been very supportive in my experience. I've been here 3 days, doing about 4 hours in the afternoon during rush hour.
Are you here with an organization or are you here on your own?
I'm not here with an organization. I kind of saw the call on Twitter and I decided to just come on down on Monday. Everybody was really welcoming and so I came back Tuesday and I came back today. I think it's important that everybody, whether you align with an organization or not, we create a habit of presence. You know, they can ignore signs, they can ignore tweets, they can ignore Instagram posts, but, you know, we're actual bodies here occupying space. They can't ignore that. Like, we're here, people are seeing us, there's evidence that we're here and that we care, and they can't say, oh, you know, nobody cares, it's only a few people making a lot of noise. No, we're here because we care.
I want you to follow along. I want you to say, where's the love?
Where's the love?
Where's the love for our brothers and sisters that are crossing the border? What is a border? Human rights should not have a border. Human rights should not have a border. Where's the love?
How do you feel seeing all these people out here?
It feels great. There should be more people out here, but it feels great. We have to do this or we're all going to end up in prison. These people are corrupt from the bottom to the top, and there's no changing that. And they're rich and they're powerful, and it's going to take a revolution on kicking them out of restaurants, everything we can do to keep them from slipping back.
Is that where we're headed? Are we now in a new age of uncivility?
I'm not sure we've ever been civil. The Republicans or the far right or the white supremacist or whatever you want to call them, they've never been civil, you know? And so if I had a nickel for every time I was told to be civil, I'd be a millionaire. If I was, I'd be a dead man.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. So, hey, man, tell me, why'd you come out today?
I mean, we have what are essentially internment camps for children in the United States. That's crazy. You know, there's a frog boiling thing, you know. This is one of those times where they've turned the burner up another notch. And when do we get on the street? I think now is a good time. I think when they're imprisoning children, that's a good time to get on the street. Trump backed down on this. You know, the political pressure for this was enough to get him to back down. We have the power to get him to change course. It took, you know, imprisoning children to get the outrage to the level where he had to deal with it, but it is possible. So I think that's the lesson to take away from this.
Martin.
Yes.
Why are you here, dude?
I'm here because I think what Trump's administration and the separating families is just inhumane. It's traumatizing children that, you know, in families that are just coming here to find, you know, some better life, some peace, running away from problems that the reality is that our government has caused in their countries. And for me personally, to feel some sense of community, because I think since this has all started happening, I've been feeling like crap, and it just feels good to be here to make sure that I'm like, okay, cool, I'm not the only one that feels like this is like ridiculous and unjust.
We shall overcome someday.
I showed up today because it is inhumane to separate families from each other. My daughter is terrified that Donald Trump is going to take her away from me, and I wouldn't put it above him.
We'll walk hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand, we'll walk hand in hand someday. Oh, deep.
Telling people that they're not welcome here when that is what this country is built on is wrong and backwards. And to make children suffer unknown consequences for the rest of their lives because their families wanted something better for them.
We are not afraid today.
The people don't want these laws, but I think that people have gotten really complacent, and I think that we need to exercise our right to vote. So we need to start there with fixing how voting works and getting people registered and exercising our right to really vote and make our votes count. Because I think that the people don't want this, but I think that the way they've made it makes it appear that way.
Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
Matt, no more tacos. That's kind of like that's a threat.
I was thinking last night about accountability and in what way we can hold our community accountable. And while I have great white ally friends, the more privileged we are, the more responsibility we have to help develop other allies, help create consciousness. And so I want to hold all of my white folk accountable to talking to their families, to not just choosing that path of least resistance and not talking to them because they don't have similar beliefs. Like, that's not their role as white folk.
You know, this is a pattern that this isn't anything very new, unfortunately. I mean, even since, you know, Japanese internment camps, we've ripped apart like native indigenous families here and put them in boarding schools, like up until what, like I think as recent as like that only went away in the 70s. Like, fortunately, with the internet and being able to kind of like activate at like speeds that we haven't been able to in the past, I hope that we can kind of reverse this and get these families back together before it's too late. Whether or not it's possible, I don't know, but we have to, like, you know, we have to keep pushing forward and fight for it.
Up, up, up with the people!
They're human beings, and I have empathy. Like, my heart is broken for these families. I mean, these people are escaping awful situations.
What is the scariest thing that you've heard so far about what's happening?
I think everything happening is extremely scary. It's like we're losing our humanity in the process of whatever we're in the pursuit of. I mean, I just don't understand how we can be in a position right now where we have to actually tell people it's not okay to, you know, cage children. Like, that just seems like something so bizarre to have to actually say, especially in America.
What would you say
to all the immigrants that are being detained right now that are currently missing their children? What would you say to them?
I say fight strong, keep fighting, and we need to do something about this. We really do. Because this isn't right. This isn't humane.
No matter how much you could explain away that we have rules of law, that we have law and order to abide by, there's also at the heart of it an injustice to it, that sometimes laws are unjust and that we have to reach deep inside of us to be not overwhelmed by what's happening, but to be able to fight what is happening.
Donald Trump, legislature, senators, I ask you to use your voice and your platform to be of service and be behind the cause, because families belong together, ladies and gentlemen. Families need to be united. I'll leave you with this. This is a blessing to see this successful event. Success. And success is one thing to me. The road to success is always under construction. And we are the architects and the builders of that road and that path. I love you.
That's a special report from the LA Detention Center sidewalk campout and Saturday's rally to keep families together that took place June 30th by our field correspondent Nick Cha Kim. It's part of our series Rising Up in the Streets. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.